Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear tonight, a low of 61. Full forecast details are coming up. Mayors from across the country, including Racine's John Dickert, are meeting in Miami for the next few days to discuss issues affecting the nation's cities, large and small. This morning, about a dozen mayors met with White House staff to talk about how to fix the country's infrastructure and rebuild the country.
And we shared some of the things that we're doing in Racine that are some of the most efficient models in the country on how we rebuild our infrastructure. And so they were very excited to hear about that. They got a lot of good advice from us. And, we really talked through some of the issues that we're all facing, but most importantly, ways to solve the infrastructure problems and the dilemma.
Dickert said he felt it was a good meeting. Another issue being discussed at the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting this weekend is resiliency, a topic currently under discussion through a series of presentations being held at Wingspread by the Johnson Foundation. The Racine Unified School District now has its own airplane, but not for taking trips. Superintendent Lolly Hawes informed the Board of Education that the plane is a donation toward one of the Academy's program pathways at Horlick High School, geared at aviation mechanics. If an agreement can be worked out for hangar space at Batten Field, Dr. Hawes and Chief of Secondary School Transformation Dan Thielen indicated the aviation pathway students will get a chance at hands-on experience with the plane.
They're not going to fly the plane. We're not going to give anybody flying lessons, but they will get to look at the engine and all the workings of it and learn about that.
We'll be able to set up some classroom space, too, within the hangar and that for students to be able to look at it further in that.
In addition to an airplane, Racine Unified received another donation, $25,000 from CNH Industrial to equip the new science classrooms at Horlick. The Kenosha City Plan Commission supports a conditional use permit to develop the residences at Library Park, a $12 million 49-unit rental complex with 42 low-income and 7 market-priced units, proposed by Varin Library Park 2 LLC in the former Kenosha Youth Foundation building at 7th Street and 59th Place, a project that includes historic tax credits and home loan grant money. Alderman John Fox had a problem with the amended plan of 49 units versus the original 45 because it reduces their square footage.
Cutting them down and making them into smaller units, I am not in favor of that. I'll say it again, we're investing a lot of money in downtown Kenosha, and I won't support anything but the best. And I think the best would be in having larger sized apartments, more two bedrooms. You went from 9 three bedrooms to 1 three bedroom. I would like to see more three bedrooms in there.
A motion to go back to the 2014 plan for unit size was soundly rejected. With an amendment to change an east side parking lot proposal into green space, the conditional use permit was supported. Alderman Fox, the only dissenter. The recommendation now goes to the Common Council for a final vote, which could get construction started within a few months. Pleasant Prairie police have identified the victims of what they say was a domestic murder-suicide earlier this week inside an apartment in the 8600 block of 82nd Street. A witness reported hearing an argument and then what sounded like gunshots. Officers forced entry and located 39-year-old Martha Justice and 29-year-old James Justice, both deceased from gunshot wounds. The investigation led detectives to believe the man fatally wounded his wife before turning the weapon on himself. Three people are in custody following an armed robbery at an apartment complex in Twin Lakes in western Kenosha County Thursday afternoon. According to a news release from Twin Lakes Police, two teenagers told officers they were approached in the parking lot by three men who displayed a gun and demanded their money and went through their vehicle. The suspects took about $270 in cash and warned them not to call police. During the investigation, a Twin Lakes officer saw three men, who matched the descriptions given by the victims, leave a nearby apartment. When they saw the officer, they ran into another apartment building. Police surrounded the building and took three men into custody a short time later without incident. The suspects, a 22-year-old man from Chicago, a 21-year-old man from Delavan, and a 21-year-old man from Burlington, are in the Kenosha County Jail awaiting formal charges. North Beach has been declared unsafe for swimming due to high bacterial counts in water taken by Racine Health Department laboratory staff. The advisory will remain in effect until bacterial levels are within accepted limits. Zoo Beach remains open. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.